Any good morning. Sports time here on Albert Lea Radio from the American Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Warm. Let's start with girls tennis yesterday. Albert Lea began Section 2 AA play. Tigers, the number 13 seed. They were on the road at the number 4 seed, Lakeville North. North wins the matchup 7-0. Tigers and all get ready for the section individual tournament. USC and girls tennis, they began Section 2A play. Rebels, the number 5 seed. Sleepy Eye, the number 4 seed. Sleepy Eye wins 7-0. USC, just like our Tigers, will get ready for the individual section tournament. In volleyball last night, Northfield beats Albert Lea 3-0, 25-12, 25-10, and 25-10. It was Hayfield over New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 3-1, 29-27, 25-20, 17-25, and 25-19. Big showdown in Iowa last night. Top of Iowa West Conference title on the line, Lake Mills and Forest City. And congratulations to the Bulldogs. They beat Forest City 3-0, 25-15, 25-22, and 25-21. Lake Mills finishes perfect in the conference with an 8-0 record. They are now 24-4 in the season. Lake Mills has won 5 of the last 7 conference titles. Congratulations to Lake Mills. Again, they beat Forest City 3-0. In boys soccer yesterday, Albert Lea and Red Wing, a 1-1 tie. Albert Lea is now 2-12-1 on the season. The MLS All-Star Game will have another first-time host next season in Minnesota. Now, Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber announced the award of the Summer Showcase at a ceremony at Alliance Field. The 19,600-seat soccer-specific home of the Minnesota United opened back in 2019. The Boston Red Sox have earned themselves a few days in Florida. As the Bo Sox have moved into the AL Division Series, they thumped the Yankees 6-2 in the wildcard game. Xander Bogaerts and Kyle Schwarber, they both belted early homers, and that was plenty for the Red Sox. 6-2 winners. The ALDS begins Thursday in St. Petersburg as the Bo Sox will take on the league-leading Tampa Bay Rays. Speaking of the Rays, they're going to go with left-hander Shane McClanahan. He's going to start game one of that series against the Red Sox. Now, rookie Shane Boz, he'll take the mound for game two on Friday night. And depending on bullpen use in the opening two games, manager Kevin Cash, he said Drew Rasmussen is the highly likely game three starter for the Rays. Astros left-hander Framber Valdez will start game two of the ALDS against the White Sox, following game one starter Lance McCullers Jr. That series begins tomorrow. Chicago manager Tony La Russa has not named his starting pitchers. Brewers right-hander Corbin Burns will start game one of the NL Division Series with the Braves on Friday. Milwaukee also says that right-hander Brandon Woodruff, he would start game two on Saturday. The Braves, they're going to go with right-hander Charlie Morton for the opener and left-hander Max Fried for game number two. Kyrie Irving did not practice with the Brooklyn Nets on Tuesday, again remaining away from the team amid questions about his availability to play in New York because of the city's vaccine mandate. Now, coach Steve Nash had no further update about the status of his all-star guard, but said the team supports him. Irving hasn't said if he has been vaccinated against COVID-19, asking for privacy when pressed about his status during the team's media day back on September 27th. Now, he wasn't with his teammates that day at Barclays Center, instead appearing via Zoom. Now, New York has a mandate requiring COVID-19 vaccinations for athletes who play in or practice in the city. Also in NBA notes, Paul Gasol has announced his retirement from basketball, ending a career of more than 2 decades that earned him 2 NBA titles and a world championship gold with Spain's national team. The 41-year-old Gasol had already announced his farewell from international basketball back in August after Spain lost to the United States in the quarterfinals of the Tokyo Olympics. Now, Gasol, he has 2 NBA titles with the Los Angeles Lakers. The Kansas City Chiefs, they are adding Josh Gordon to their 53-man roster, and the wide receiver is expected to play in Sunday night's AFC title game rematch against the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Chiefs signed Gordon to the practice squad last week with the assumption that he would join the active roster when he learned enough of the playbook. He had just been reinstated by the NFL following his 6th suspension for violations of league policies. The Chiefs hope his size can provide another option alongside Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in their passing offense. And the NCAA Division I Council has approved a one-year waiver that will allow football teams to sign up to 7 players to replace those that leave the program. The move is intended to address a growing number of transfers. Current NCAA rules state a team can sign no more than 25 players to a scholarship in any year. But more players are switching teams, and a bonus year of eligibility was granted to athletes who competed during the pandemic last year. That has coaches worried they will not be able to replenish their rosters. And that's Jenka Sports here on KETE. A reminder, our Tiger Game of the Week coming up on Thursday. We got volleyball. Albert Lea at Mankato East. 7:15 start time. All the action on KATE. And that's Jenka Sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box. For KATE Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.